So we got this thing called science. Holy crap, it's science. And science is really cool, you know? It's science is a groovy thing because it's science. Well, what's the science stuff for, you say? What does it do? Well, science is there to explain why things work the way they do. If there's some shit we don't know, then we use science to figure it out. Holy amazing shit, Batman. This acid seems to be causing that child's face to melt into a puddle of gross. Why does that happen? Well, let's use some science and figure it out, because that's what science is for. But now you got some whack nut walks up and says, it's cheese! Cheese is making that happen! The only thing that could cause that is cheese! And you say, but I don't see any cheese. And he says, that's because it's invisible cheese! You can't see the cheese unless you believe in the cheese! And you say, well, but that's completely ridiculous. And he says, you can't prove it's not cheese, so that means it's cheese! And there are people who think this way. And, you know, honestly, though, if that's what makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, then more power to you, you know? But it's not a very scientific way of thinking, you understand? And so that's why the last place this kind of thinking belongs is in a high school fucking science class. Because that's what they're doing now. In case you hadn't heard, just a bit of news for you. Reverend Toddler Boff has decided that the idea of the universe being blown out of a Middle Eastern deity's ass is just as scientific as the Big Bang. So now, some schools are being forced to teach about God in fucking science class. They're actually being forced to do this now. And if I could just piss acid, there would be some deadly water sports going on right now for some poor bastards, because it's pissing me off. And I want to take a torch and light a big bowl of oil and say, the water sports holocaust of melty, screamy pain will now begin. And just start pissing acids all over these idiots until they fucking die. They're calling this the intelligent design theory, which is really just a nickname for the we don't want our kids to question their religious brainwashing theory. But, you know, I've got a theory too. It's called the hammerhead theory, and here's how it works. The next moron I see trying to plant God in a school book, I'm gonna plant a hammer upside his fucking head. How do you like that science, fuckballs? What on earth are you sermon-farting assholes doing trying to pass off your cosmic guessing game in school science courses? It's like Diana Ross trying to pass herself off as black. Wasn't the whole arena of religion big enough for you dickheads? No, that wasn't good enough. Now you've got to pretend to be science too. Well, you know, break out the lions, because it's time to bring back a good, proud Roman tradition here. The god freaks have officially forgotten their place in the world, and it's time to thin the fucking herd. When the goddamn science books are being rewritten to include an invisible mythical fuck, then it's time for some fucking genocide, my friends. It's just gone too fucking far. I mean, what's next? What, are they gonna start forcing dental students to take a class on the Tooth Fairy? Are we gonna have a few chapters on the fucking Easter Bunny in biology class here? Religion doesn't belong anywhere near a fucking science book. The whole point of religion is to reject science. That's its job. Religion cannot survive without rejecting new ideas. That's the whole point. Science says the Earth is millions of years old. Religion rejects it. Science says homosexuality is genetic. Religion rejects that too. Science says, hey, you can't come back from the dead. Religion says, hey, rejected. And that's fine, you know. If that's the way you want to do things, that's perfectly okay. But if you're gonna reject science, then you can't start planting your shit in science books. How can you be that fucking stupid? It's like your brain's all crawled up Tucker Carlson's ass or something. You can't just staple the word theory on the end of a belief and magically presto it into science, okay? Explain to me the science and being commanded to chop off the end of our dicks. Show me the goddamn research papers on that one. Burning bushes, walking on water, parting the ocean, there's no science there. Intelligent design is a science like Pamela Anderson is a fucking virgin, okay? Religion has never brought us a treatment for cancer, a more fuel-efficient vehicle, a cleaner power source, or even a better fucking toaster. God has its place in the world, and that can be a very important and useful thing, but it's not and never will be science. There's nothing wrong with believing the God, okay? There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's just nothing. You don't need to be slapped for worshiping a God. But this isn't about God. This is about pushing beliefs where they don't belong. It's about trying to be something you're not. So think about this one. Think about this, my Christian friends. By saying religion is scientific enough to teach in science class, you're also saying that science is spiritual enough to teach in church. Whoa, didn't think of that one, did you? So I'll make you a deal. Keep your God out of science class and we'll keep science out of your churches, okay? Sound good? Because even God gave people the choice to believe in him or not. And if that's good enough for God, then it should damn well be good enough for you. And if it's not good enough, well, I guarantee you the science behind my brass knuckles can fuck up your teeth before your religion can stop me. This is to your cheese-loving ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.